Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Taspi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taspi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. De La Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Temple reaches second base with a double. Foyles goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0-for-1 in the game. Keen hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Tasby moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger bunts towards the mound. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLahaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Foyles strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeLahaz moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Dick Stigman now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tasbai takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels bunts towards third. Temple juggles the ball. That's an error on Temple. Tasbai moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasbai moves to third. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from foils and he is safe. Williams steals second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Mike De La Haas. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano pinch hits for Dick Stigman. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Forknealy's moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.